The Isuzu Ute A-League Grand Final is here. All drama, all noise, all action. Watch Melbourne City and Central Coast Mariners go all in to be crowned champions. Experience it live. Search A-League's tickets.
Hey everyone, Robbie Cornthwaite here, bringing you a taste of my weekly podcast on the Keep Up Audio Network, the Players Podcast. This week on the show, I turn back the clock for a trip down memory lane with two Australian football legends, Luke Wilkshire and David Drillage. The game's been built up as a David versus Goliath. Do you think that puts any pressure on Melbourne City, or is this something they've seen before?
Yeah, no, I think there's always going to be pressure, right? There's expectation, and I think you've seen some of the few little comments from Monty and all of these around it too, starting to get in those mind games. They're expected to win. It's as simple as that, and no matter what. But, you know, I think they know as well that it ain't just going to be like that, because the Mariners, the form that they're in, the games that they've had against the Mariners this year have been competitive. And so I'm pretty sure we might get an upset, you know, and I think... But like I said, everyone's expected Melbourne City just to run away with it, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, the two meetings between the two sides this year, Melbourne City with a win and in the second game between the sides, a draw. But as you mentioned there, Luke, plenty of chances in both games. Both goalkeepers were kept rather busy, so we could see an entertaining attacking grand final. It's time to get a bit of a tip. So I'll start with you, Zrilla. What do you reckon the scoreline and potential maybe a Joe Marsden man of the match? Who do you think will win that?
Oh, geez, I hate these tips, but look, just going on the form, I think firstly we've got a great grand final because both teams have come into the final as the top two, but also in top form. So that's the first thing. The two games between them were very exciting, but I just think the experience of Melbourne City will tip them on the day. Just having a look at how they've managed, even times when they haven't been the best. In a game, they still find what they need to win it. So I think 2-1 for Melbourne City. I don't know, maybe Marco Tilio. I think I had him at Sydney FC all those years back. So he's done really well, and I hope he has a great game.
Well, just before we go to you, Luke, a word on Tilio. Have you been surprised by what he's been able to do, and what do you think's next for him?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, going back to your question before, when you work with young players and you see their potential, if they're given the right environment and the right structure, they're going to thrive. So delighted that he's come onto the stage like this, and he's got a big future. Obviously, with the Socceroos, and then eventually these guys that are good enough, they're going to go overseas, and that's what we want from them. We want them to go overseas. We want them to test themselves in the biggest leagues, and then they're only going to get better from that. So expecting big things from him.
Well, Luke, I've got a feeling you might be tipping the Mariners.
Yeah, I'll go the other way. I think we're getting for an entertaining game. Expect goals. You know, I know the mentality of those boys up there in the Central Coast, and they're not going to fear them. They're going to go out there and play their way and entertain and be on the front foot and be aggressive. So I'm going to go 3-2. I think we're going to get a cracker. I think we're going to get goals. Because neither of these two teams are going to sit back right and protect a 1-0 lead. Let's put it that way. So hopefully, you know, we're going to see goals and people will be entertained. You know, at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, we want people to look at the A-League and be entertained. So I'll go with the Mariners.
Speaking of Socceroos, they've got a date with world champions Argentina on June the 15th in China, just 6 months after Argentina knocked them out of a World Cup. It was a history-making showing from the Socceroos in 2022. But, Luke, you were part of that golden generation. How do you compare the two sides, can you?
Look, there's people always look at that bit, you know, it's hard to compare. There's going to be different generations of players and they're going to achieve different things and the circumstances are different. I think you've got to embrace, you know, you've got to embrace what they're doing. I think you've got to acknowledge what the past have done as well. But you've got to really give these guys who are there currently at the moment their time and you know, in the sun. And they did phenomenally well when no one gave them a chance. So they deserve credit for that. So naturally, if you look back and compare player for player where they were playing at the time from clubs and all the rest of it, yeah, you can look at it. But it depends how you want to look at it that way. But, you know, we hope, and we talked about the likes of Tilio, you know, Ari Harris-Suda, Riley McCrea was close to going back to the English Premier League, you know, with Middlesbrough. these guys start to get into these bigger leagues, you know, would be fantastic for Australian football. And I'm sure we've got another generation of young players coming through. If we can get them in the environment that Cyril has mentioned there in Australia, more so, more like in Europe, then we can develop these young players, because we've got talented players. Players nowadays, I believe, are technically and tactically probably better than what we were back in our day, because we didn't have the kind of coaching and, you know, support back in the day. You know, Cyril, I think you back me up there. I don't remember someone sitting down a video with me until the back end of my career.
Where Luke says you guys weren't maybe technically and tactically as good, is it purely the hunger and the desire to succeed and not having everything that some of maybe the modern day players have? Is that the difference, the desire?
Yeah, this is always an interesting one, because I think it's just a different way of developing. We developed with older guys pushing us when we were younger, and it was a hard, hard school, and you had to sink or swim. But you learned also in that environment. And I think our upbringing from our parents was different as well. So we were all just brought up to be harder, and from our parents, especially the ethnic side of it in Australia. So I think we developed a certain toughness, and that prepared us to go overseas and the likes after that. Here it's different. Now you've got structure, everything is done for you, the video session. So you're learning at a different level. But I think, you know, when you asked the question to Luke before about the differences in the Socceroos squads, what was interesting in our generation was every player was playing overseas. And when you look at the bench, there were two or three players that are waiting on the bench. They were all playing overseas. Now it's a little bit different. So I think the achievement back then for all the Australians to go and play overseas when it was very, very difficult, I think that was a massive one. But the challenge for the current Socceroos is not having that experience, not being able to play at the top, top level, but still pushing the likes of Argentina and having a great World Cup. I think that was a phenomenal achievement. So, you know, it's difficult to compare, but very, very good from one side to have so many players playing overseas at a high level in our generation, and now without that happening as much, but still being able to have a great World Cup. So, yeah, I think both generations, excellent.
Story around Kunda. I don't know how much you've seen of him. Obviously, rumoured to be going to Bayern Munich. He would be sitting and playing probably right in that level that you coached at, that maybe under 19, under 21 level.
Yeah.
From what you've seen of him and what you know of the youth system in Germany, how hard is he going to find it?
Well, it's going to be very difficult, obviously, to go overseas. But this is he's got the tools, and he's the kind of player that can thrive in that environment, and that's why they would be scouting him if he goes there. I mean, that's the perfect place to, even if he doesn't end up playing for Bayern, which is, you know, always a possibility, but I think that he will. He's got that explosiveness. He's got that flair when he's on the ball. His one-on-one ability is outstanding. You know, the only thing that I would have to not question, but the thing for him is to get the endurance to be able to play more than just coming off the bench. Why that's happening? I know I've heard that he's not able to sustain it for longer. But if he is able to do that, you know, he's going to be a very exciting player. And again, being in not only Germany but being in Bayern, and I've seen the youth, and I've got friends of mine who work in the youth at Bayern. You know, that's just one of the best schools you can be in. So I hope he does go there, and I hope he does start playing in the first team in the new future.
Well, we watch that with bated breath. The biggest coaching gig of your life's coming up on Friday night, Luke. Speaking of pressure and winning and drawing games and losing the gig, you're coaching the NSL Legends against the A-League Men's Legends on Friday night.
Oh, no.
I'll be lining up in that game, mate. Have you given Zrilla a fitness program over the last couple of weeks?
Oh, mate, I think we might have need to. I think I looked at some of the other boys playing, and it's going to be a tough night in the office, I do believe.
Why are you not playing, by the way?
Oh, mate, I injured my knee last year playing in some so-called friendly game. So I can't cross that white line, and I can't help myself. I get too competitive and I end up getting injured because I'm not fit enough.
I haven't kicked a ball in about 2 years, Rilla, so you shouldn't have too much worry getting it off me. But part of that NSL lineup, we've got the likes of Jason Kolina, Lucas Coach, David, as we mentioned, Clint Bolton as well, Pablo Cardozo, and then for the A-League men, the likes of Adam Griffiths, Brendan Santalab, Ante Kovic, Alex Bross, Cassio, Matt Mackay. So it'll be plenty of fun. Make sure you get out there. It's on Friday evening at the Entertainment Quarter at Moore Park. Zrilla, I think you said you haven't eaten in preparation. Is that because of nerves?
No, it's because of... You'll see on Friday why. When you get older, mate, you got to watch everything. But I don't understand. Why do they have, it seems like, 20 players on their squad and we've basically got a full team?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
It's going to be trouble.
Well, that wraps up this season of the Players Pod. I hope you enjoyed listening. Enjoy the football.
Isuzu Ute A-League Grand Final is here. All drama, all noise, all action. Watch Melbourne City and Central Coast Mariners go all in to be crowned champions. Experience it live. Search A-League's tickets.